Hi folks, Pilgrim Chris. I bought a car today. First time I've owned a motorised vehicle in 7 years now. And I spent just today and last night perusing the internet for cars in my price range. I was looking for a car for less than £500. Many years ago in my car days, I never spent more than £800 on a car, apart from once, and that was when I was engaged to my then fiancée, who became my wife, and I was in my early 20s, and we bought a brand new Fiat Punto, I think it was. What is it, a Fiat Uno? Might have been a Fiat Uno. Can't remember now. Worst decision I made. Depreciation on new cars is vast, but that was then. And before that and since that, I've never spent more than £800 on a car. Most of the cars I buy or used to buy that were so cheap would last me a year or two. And they could have lasted longer if I'd looked after them more, but because I bought them so cheap, I tended to run them into the ground, really, and then buy another one. But I have resisted in buying a car until now for a few reasons. One, I didn't really need one. Two, I couldn't really afford to run one, in all fairness. Part of my lifestyle change a few years ago was to survive with less material possessions, and one of those was a car. And another reason was also the cost of second-hand cars. A few years ago, the government had a policy of removing all older vehicles off the road, and to do this, they gave people an incentive. It was basically a £3,000 trade-in on whatever vehicle they had. Whatever vehicle you had, however old and battered it was, you'll get a huge discount, £3,000, I think it was £3,000, off a new car purchase. And also the car purchase system was a lot easier. It was very easy for someone with even reasonably bad credit to purchase a new car then. And this was the plan from the government to remove what it thought was, you know, older, more dangerous, or more what's the word I'm looking for? Emissions unfriendly cars off the roads. So for many a year, you couldn't buy sub £1,000 cars. They just weren't available, especially in the immediate aftermath of this. For the first few years, cars for less than £3,000 were very rare. But of course, over the years, cars have become older, and 10, 15 years on since that policy, we're now able to buy cars for less than £500. And the thing is the cars that we're buying today for less than £500 are still actually very good cars, because the cars at that time, when they were new, were a new phase of car, if you like. They were designed to be more environmentally friendly, designed to be more economical, better built, safer. So I bought a Ford Focus. A Ford Focus 2-litre petrol gear version, 1999 model, and I paid under £400 for it. It's in very good condition. 119,000 miles on the clock, which isn't vast for a Ford Focus. Somebody's just tweeted me on Twitter that they had a Ford Focus 245,000 plus miles on the clock before they upgraded or changed the vehicle. I do know a lot of people with Ford Focus and cars, and they're very good. Parts are cheap, services are cheap. So generally speaking, I think I've purchased a reasonable car. No rust on it. A couple of dents in the bodywork that can be easily removed, but very, very good condition. The garage, I bought it from a garage, it wasn't private. The garage I bought it from, it was a part exchange. The garage cleaned it up very nicely. I'm very pleased with it. There's a picture of it in the Buart. I'll put a picture of it in the Buart. But I'm very pleased with it. And the main reason I bought it was because I needed to, after spending so many years using public transport, which in itself I find very good. I'm not one of these people who naysay the public transport system. I've been using it exclusively for 7 years and not had a problem with it really. Buses, trains, whatever, never really had a problem. But the problem for me now is that I'm doing a lot more hiking and I want to do more hiking and it's becoming very expensive. And not just expensive public transport, but time consuming. For me to get from my house to a local place that I start off a lot of my hikes, which is in Edale in the Peak District, it's a good, from leaving my house to actually starting walking, is a good 4 hours, sometimes 5 hours. And in a car, I can, from leaving to walking, I can do it in less than two. That's a huge time difference. And of course, then I don't have to worry about getting back in time for a train, and that sort of thing. Putting my gear in the back of the car. All these things are going to help me enormously. And I can afford to run a car now. I want to be able to run a car. And also my children, especially my son. I take my son out quite a lot and it's been very restrictive with the public transport system. So now I can take my son with me on adventures if I want to, and he wants to do that. So this might sound boring to a lot of people because I know most people are car owners and take them for granted. It's not something I've done over the past few years because, like I said, I've not had one. And I don't intend using the car for the short journeys. I shall still walk. My local supermarket is about a mile away. I shall still walk there for my shopping and walk back. I shall still walk to my local friends' houses within a 2 mile radius, as I do. I shan't just jump in the car. At least I've had the years of discipline, so I don't need to do that. The car for me is simply to enable me to hike more, to take my son out, and to visit friends who live much further away more frequently. So I'm quite pleased. So that's it for me at the moment. I'm going back onto the South Yorks Way soon to complete it. I spent 7 days, 8 days walking that particular trail, and I had to finish it 2 days early due to an ankle injury. It was a reoccurring injury. But I've got a lot more information on the problem now than I had before, so that's good. I should go back and complete that. And then I've got quite a few more hikes coming up. And having the car is going to make it a lot easier for me just to nip out at a weekend or whenever I can and go for an overnight hike if I want to. So that's where I am at the moment. Thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.